Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Katie Gillen with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal County Council has passed a motion calling on the executive to buy the site of the Creasy tragedy, either by negotiation with the owner or CPO, and then sit down with the families and design a memorial garden. A man has been arrested in connection with the deaths of three adults in County Louth and is being detained in the northwest. Donegal County Council says it has made significant progress in assessing and processing payment claims received under the defective concrete block scheme in recent weeks. And the mother of five-year-old Alyssa Walsh says her child is continuing to miss out on education at the hands of a long-winded process. These stories and full plus more to follow. Oisín Kelly will have the latest sports news at around 15:15. But first, Donegal County Council has passed a motion calling on the executive to buy the site of the Creasy tragedy, either by negotiation with the owner or CPO, and then sit down with the families and design a memorial garden. The motion was moved by Councillor Thomas Sean Devine, with a number of bereaved family members present in the chamber. Concerns were expressed when Chief Executive John McLaughlin said if the motion were passed, he believes it will be difficult to justify the issuing of a CPO. Councillor Frank McWhirtie said there was no justice for the families and took exception to the refusal of Cathaoirleach Councillor Paul Canning to open the discussion to the floor. The meeting was adjourned briefly when two family members became upset and attempted to address the meeting. The meeting re-adjourned and the motion was deemed to be passed. Hugh Harper, who lost his daughter Leona in the tragedy, gave his reaction to Highland Radio News.
I'm absolutely lost here at the moment. So much emotion. We're coming up now to the third anniversary. It's been a tough year. We've seen planning applications been passed. We've seen it been turned down by Borough Planning. We have promises made to us. We have seen people make statements that council is in direct engagement with us as families, and nothing will be further from the truth. And today, really, part of that is to set the record straight.
What's happened is the council has effectively passed a motion that it will issue compulsory purchase orders and seek to purchase that land, and then in consultation with the families decide what to do with that land in terms of creating a memorial. What the chief executive has told the council today is effectively he is not convinced that legally the council can pursue a CPO, that the council will have the justification to do that. That potentially could leave this in limbo.
Well, by his own admission in there, Donal, it was stated that a compulsory purchase order of another piece of ground to turn it into a park was different to what we want or what we believe or what we would like to see in Creasy for the community, for the families, for anybody who's affected. We're not looking to put a lock and chain on that piece of ground. We want to see it turned into something that has a memorial on it, that we can go and visit, that we can go and sit down, that we can pay our respects. I can sit beside the point where Leona took her last breath.
Meanwhile, Councillor Thomas Sean Devine says he will continue to pursue this issue until the site is in the council's ownership. He believes a CPO can be justified.
CPO on any ground is a CPO, and I do believe that negotiations should be open with the owner of that site. They take that site, and if not, they go with the CPO route. We are going to have a meeting this week now about CPO on ground for a park in Letterkenny. What's the difference, Donal? You know, this is my point. This is a memorial park for these families and a park in Letterkenny. What's the difference in the two of them? You know what I mean? A CPO on a site's a CPO on a site. And won't let this go, Donal. I will keep this going until this is done and these families can rest assured that that site will be kept for memorial for them, and whatever way they choose, they lay it out themselves. That's what the council needs to sit down. Not a workshop, we also got it. A workshop with the families, what they want developed on that site.
A man has been arrested in connection with the deaths of three adults in County Louth and is being detained in the northwest. The victims are believed to be members of the same family. Jessica Woodlock is at the scene near Tallinstown.
Gardaí were alerted to a serious incident at a home outside the village of Tallinstown in County Louth earlier this morning. Gardaí units from the nearby towns of Ardee, Dundalk and Drogheda arrived to the scene, where they found the bodies of two men and a woman. A man in his 30s has since been arrested and is being detained at a Garda station in the northwest region. The scene has been preserved for a technical examination and the state pathologist is expected. The laneway where the house is remains closed off around the area of Anna Minion. Gardaí remain at the scene, however, they're not looking for anyone else in connection with this incident.
Donegal County Council says it has made significant progress in assessing and processing payment claims received under the defective concrete block scheme in recent weeks. With almost 600 homes currently undergoing remedial works, officials say the number of payment claims submitted has significantly increased since June, and that has led to longer turnaround time for some payment claims. However, they say that is being addressed. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Addressing concerns about delayed payments raised by Councillor Donal Coyle, officials confirmed that 4 additional staff members have been brought in to assist in working through the increased volume of claims. They say the council also recently consolidated the DCB section within one unit and streamlined validation and payment processes. These measures, they say, have helped to reduce turnaround time in the assessment and payment of valid claims since last month. Officials say as well as this, the DCB online portal has undergone a number of updates to streamline the system, and a webinar is being held next month for builders to ensure that valid payment claims are submitted as quickly as possible. The council stresses it's striving to provide the homeowner with greater accessibility and efficiency, simplify the payment claims process, and reduce turnaround times for the payment of claims.
The mother of 5-year-old Alyssa Walsh says her child is continuing to miss out on an education at the hands of a long-winded process. Alyssa has type 1 diabetes and requires a full-time SNA to help her manage her insulin levels, which she has been denied. Her mother, Lorna, has been informed that an assessment of the school will be completed on Wednesday, the 8th of October. This timeline suggests it could be as late as November before Alyssa is able to return, if the assistant is granted. The assessment is the first step in a process which includes hiring a person and ensuring they are fully trained to assist Alyssa. In the meantime, her mother says she must remain at home.
I was told she wouldn't be made any difference for her diabetes, but it doesn't look that way. It looks like she's been ruled out because she has diabetes.
Mm.
You know, where she's missing what her friends are doing, what they're learning in class, to jump on, and then she's missed so many weeks of what they have learned to try and catch up with them. Now, she's a smart wee cookie, she probably could catch up with them.
Yeah, it's not the point though either, isn't it?
It's not the point, no. It's the fact that she's sitting here and the school is back to normal, should I say.
Yeah.
Practically.
And how has it been? Have you had to try and homeschool her then yourself?
I have. Now, her teacher is brilliant. Mm. I asked if she could send home wee bits of work for her. And Alyssa loves getting the books home.
Yeah.
You know, to do the new, all the different things and that. So that's exactly what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the same because she's not interacting with other people.
Tributes have been paid to Kevin McCluskey, the fisherman who was found dead after a search that spanned the course of 3 days. His remains were located by a local fishing vessel off the Donegal coast near Teelin on Saturday evening. The alarm had been raised on Thursday after his boat ran aground. Oliver McBride, editor of the Fishing Daily, said Kevin was passionate and dedicated to his work on this morning's 9 till noon show. While speaking to Michaela Clark, he said there needs to be more support for fishermen at work so that they aren't forced to go to sea on their own.
You're looking at people now having to fish on their own because there's no profitability in it for...
And is that the reality for most fishermen now, that they are on their own when they go out?
Unfortunately, for a lot of inshore fishermen, yes, it is the reality, yes. The day-to-day operation is run by themselves. They have to find a market for their own fish. They have to do everything on their own. It's not a highly profitable career. So, fishermen at that end doesn't have the same representation, say, as the more richer, powerful organisations that have a bigger boat.
Meanwhile, a second water tragedy has struck Donegal in the space of a week. At 2:30 on Thursday afternoon, Killybegs Coast Guard were tasked by Malinhead Coast Guard to reports of a missing person at Malin Moor. After a short search, the missing person was located deceased. The 3 presidential candidates will face off in the first debate of the campaign tonight. Heather Humphreys, Catherine Connolly and Jim Gavin will appear on Virgin Media at 10 o'clock. Political correspondent Sean Defoe says it's a chance for them to draw the battle lines for the rest of the campaign.
It's hard to know where to set expectations for this debate, because on one hand, it could really ignite the campaign with less than a month to go until people actually take to the polls. And we are seeing particularly the likes of Jim Gavin in a setting that we have never seen him in before, with the bright TV lights. But we rarely saw Heather Humphreys in a debate scenario when she was a minister. And Catherine Connolly is much more well known for her exchanges with the Taoiseach in the Dáil than actually in a media interview in a television studio environment. So on that hand, it's going to be absolutely fascinating. Then on the other, you are going to have all of their teams advising them most likely to play it safe, to just get through the first debate and keep yourself standing into the rest of the campaign. And if the claws do come out, it will be a little later on into this. None of them are maybe the most fiery characters that we have seen in previous presidential campaigns. So it has the potential to be a damp squib, but it also has the potential to be really quite exciting.
Inland Fisheries Ireland is investigating a fish kill in the Oenry River in South Donegal after the discovery of 22 dead juvenile salmon and trout. IFI personnel encountered the deceased fish during a survey conducted last Tuesday. The incident spans a 1 kilometre stretch in the midsection of the river, with two dead adult salmon also being located 2 kilometres downstream. Samples have been collected from the waterway to investigate the presence of possible contaminants, including herbicides and pesticides. Investigators noted that no discoloration or foul smell was detected from the stream at the time of the discovery. Milton Matthews, Director of Operations at IFI, says results of testing can be expected soon.
Typically, on a, you might say, a normal pollution event, there might be some visual evidence of effluent entering a river, or the watercourse being discoloured, or a foul smell, or something like that. So none of those symptoms were discovered. So for that reason, there was water samples taken for investigative purposes, and they're currently away for analysis. So we don't have results back yet, but there was water samples taken from the location on the day, and we should have results within 2 weeks or so. We are also very dependent on the public, members of the public, who see anything unusual. Certainly if there's any dead fish or distressed fish, that they would contact us on our 24-hour hotline. And the number for that is 0818 347424. So if you see any evidence of pollution or illegal fishing or any concerns in relation to fish or their habitat, to contact the hotline to let us know, so that fishery officers can respond and confirm the nature of the report.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We'll be back after this short break.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find the perfect running shoe for peak performance at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is 14 minutes past five. Oisín's here with the latest sports news.
Thanks, Kitty. We start with cross-channel football. Everton manager David Moyes admits there will be ups and downs at the club. Since moving to the new stadium, the Toffees are unbeaten in all competitions at home. They host West Ham this evening in the Premier League. So far this season, they have won 2, lost 2 and drawn 1 of their opening 5 top flight games. They could go 8th tonight with a victory.
We're still just coming out of some dark days and feeling a lot better about ourselves. That doesn't always mean that everything goes well, that's for sure. No, things can change and we have to be ready for it, but hopefully we keep it going. We're playing with a lot of confidence, doing a lot of things well.
Kick-off time in Merseyside tonight is at 8 o'clock. Chelsea boss Enzo Maresca insists he's feeling no extra pressure in the Stamford Bridge hot seat. The Italian has overseen a run of just 1 win in 5 matches since the end of the international break. He's preparing his team to face Jose Mourinho's Benfica in the Champions League tomorrow. And Tottenham, meanwhile, are expected to travel to take on Bodo Glimt this week in the Champions League with just 1 fit first-team striker. Rando Kolomeyane and Dominic Solanko both missed training today. Neither are likely to be risked in Norway tomorrow on what is an artificial pitch. Luke Donald should remain as captain of Team Europe when the Ryder Cup comes to Ireland in 2027. That's according to 1999 team member Andrew Coulthard. After leading the team to victory against the USA at the weekend in New York, Donald was coy on whether he would be in charge at Adair Manor. Coulthard believes his relationship with the players makes him the right candidate for the job.
You know, there's a very good chance that a lot of these players are going to be back in the team again. They understand his captaincy methods. He might not feel like his heart can take it, but I think he's going to have to do it.
We're down to the business end of the GAA Club Championship season across the northwest. Gudor and Niamh Connell are set to clash in this year's Donegal Senior Final after both came through their respective semi-finals over the weekend. That tie will be a repeat of the 2023 decider, where Niamh Connell took victory. In the Derry Senior Football Championship, the semi-final pairings have been confirmed, and it will see the Rory Kavanagh-led Glen up against O'Donovan Ross and Mara Felt, and Sloch Neil will meet Newbridge in the other last four tie. And indeed, in the Tyrone Senior Football Championship, the last four draw has also taken place. Champions Errigal Kieran will continue the defence of the O'Neill Cup when they meet Trullick, and Loch McCrory will go up against Carrickmore. There is, of course, lots of club reaction pieces from the three counties available now in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. And later this evening, Brendan Devaney will be teeing up all the championship talk with guests Brendan Kilcoyne, Pádraig Hulfordy and Michael McMullen on the DL debate, which airs after the 7 o'clock news. To athletics, Lana Sutton finished 8th in her final at the World Para Athletics Championships today. The championship debutante was competing in the women's T38 100 metres in New Delhi. Sutton will go in the women's T38 heats on Wednesday. And finally in boxing, the funeral procession of Ricky Hatton will end at Manchester City's Etihad Stadium a week on Friday. This will take place following a private memorial service at Manchester Cathedral. Members of the public are invited to line the route, with a cortege starting in Hyde before passing Hatton's gym on its way into the city. The four-time world boxing champion died earlier this month at the age of 46. And that's your sport, Kitty.
Thanks, Oisin. Benjamin Netanyahu's arrived in Washington for talks with Donald Trump, with the White House saying a deal to end the war in Gaza is very close. The leaders are discussing a 21-point peace plan designed to secure an end to the near two-year conflict. The plans would see an exchange of prisoners on both sides. Sky's US correspondent Mark Stone outlines what else is likely to be included.
Immediate ceasefire through to economic development plan. One thing that Benjamin Netanyahu will look at within these is, number two on the list is the immediate return of all the hostages. I mean, that will be crucial to him.
The Taoiseach Health Minister are meeting with Harvey Morrison's parents this evening. The 9-year-old who had spina bifida and scoliosis died 2 months ago after waiting 3 years for an operation. His parents Gillian and Stephen are calling for an independent statutory inquiry into failings within Children's Health Ireland spinal services. They say Harvey was one of many children left suffering on waiting lists. Ireland won't vote in a border poll this decade, according to the Taoiseach. The power to initiate a referendum on a united Ireland lies with the British government, but Micheál Martin says there's a lot of groundwork to be done. Sinn Féin has called for a border poll to happen this decade, but the Taoiseach says it won't happen by 2030.
My basic proposition is the hard work of reconciliation has to happen. Political institutions will work if you have an underbidding, if you like, of that reconciliation between people. Otherwise, I don't think they would.
Well, Donegal Deputy Pádraig McLaughlin says he believes that the Taoiseach has no interest in a united Ireland.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I don't think Micheál Martin has any interest in the United Ireland whatsoever. That's been his comments repeatedly. You know, you have to have a plan. You know, if you advocate for united Ireland, you have to have a plan, a process that takes you there. And what Sinn Féin have said repeatedly over recent years is that it is inevitable that we will have a border poll. It's in the Good Friday Agreement. It is inevitable it will happen. I would imagine, 2030 and around that period. And you must prepare. So we've talked about a citizens' assembly where you look at issues like what kind of health service would we have, what would our constitution look like, education, how would you protect the unionist community in the north. That's the way you responsibly prepare. You don't do what the British did with Brexit, where they went over the cliff edge and it was a disaster. And that's all we've asked for repeatedly. And what Micheál Martin keeps talking about is, reconciliation, we all need to get along, and, someday later. I just don't believe he's serious. And I think if you look at Colm Eastwood's distancing from Fianna Fáil over this matter, Leo Varadkar's comments, you can see that Micheál Martin is way behind the curve. And eventually he will be replaced as leader of Fianna Fáil, and then we might have a serious conversation.
The Dunloe Wind Turbine Action Group is hosting a community meeting this Friday evening following a planning application for the erection of five new turbines. Irish Premium Renewable Energy Limited submitted the application to Donegal County Council last week for the project, which would be spread across over 90 hectares of land at Crotnashalog. The action group is calling on the council to stop blowing away nature's beauty. The meeting will address concerns surrounding health, environment, water impact, visual impact and property devaluation. It will get underway at 7 o'clock in the Inage Temple Cronia. The HSE has confirmed that it is seeking five new respite beds in Donegal for children with special needs. However, at the September meeting of the Regional Health Forum, Councillor Jerry McMonagall told officials that needs to be doubled to 10 at the very least. He also repeated his call for bootlists to be produced clearly guiding parents of newly diagnosed children regarding the services available. The HSE acknowledged demand in Donegal for outstrips capacity, saying recruitment is also an issue. Councillor McMonagall says the reality is at present there are 12 beds available every second week for child respite services.
We've been meeting with parents of children with special needs over this last number of years. Indeed, we've been meeting with the HSE around this very same problem. And the truth, we have 9 beds every second week for children for respite services. There's 5 in Ballymacool and there's 4 in the Seaview Respite House in Mount Charles. There's 3 now have just become available in Carindonagh, but Drumbo House is now effectively closed up because there's adults there now full time. So at the most we have is 12 beds, and that's 3 have just come on stream lately. And that's not nearly enough for the amount of respite that is needed in this county. They have put in for funding for a business case for a five-bed facility. And I've asked them that they would increase that to 10 and that we would build 2 5-bed facilities in different parts of the county to facilitate those parents and children who need this respite. It's been going on far, far too long. And when you hear some of the stories of the families and what they're going through in access and respite, and as you said, on last minute being told there's cancellations because adults have had to be taken into the respite centres, it's just not good enough, and it's not good enough for our children.
The Justice Minister says he's saving money for the state by offering international protection applicants incentives to return home. Families seeking asylum are to be offered up to €10,000 to drop claims and leave the country under increases to the voluntary return grant. The allowance for single person is to rise from €1,200 to €2,500. Minister Jim O'Callaghan says the payments are in line with other EU countries.
What I'm doing is I'm saving the state money. It costs on average €122,000 for the purpose of accommodating and processing an international protection applicant. It costs the state €30,000 per annum to accommodate an international protection applicant. So it makes sense to provide an incentive for them to leave the country at an earlier stage.
Lough Swilly Oranaly volunteers had a busy day yesterday with 2 separate call-outs from Malinhead Coast Guard. Firstly, their all-weather lifeboat was launched just after 1:30 in the afternoon to assist a small boat that had mechanical issues near Dunray Head. They safely towed the boat and its 2 passengers to Rathmullen Pier. While that was happening, a second call came in at around 2:38 p.m. for the inshore lifeboat. Someone had reported a person in distress in the water at Ladies Bay. The Atlantic 85 was launched and the crew was able to help them to shore where an ambulance was waiting. Postmortem examinations are due to be carried out on the bodies of a father and daughter who were found dead at their home in North Dublin at the weekend. 5-year-old Yulia Dachkovska and her 50-year-old dad Krzysztof Dachkovski were found unresponsive in Finglas on Saturday. Gardaí are not looking for anyone else in connection with their investigation. Sarah Burns, news reporter with the Irish Times, says they were found by the child's mother.
And she had just returned home from work. Emergency services arrived at the house at about 8 p.m, but were unable to revive the child or her father. There was no sign of forced entry to the house or any third party involvement. And the bodies were removed at around noon yesterday following initial examinations and transferred to the local mortuary ahead of post-mortem examinations.
And now for the weather, mainly cloudy and dry, but outbreaks of rain developing this evening. High temperatures of 14 to 16 degrees. Tonight will be cloudy with scattered outbreaks of rain or drizzle. There will be mist and fog too. Low temperatures of 9 to 13 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, Donegal County Council has passed a motion calling on the executive to buy the site of the Creasa tragedy, either by negotiation with the owner or a CPO, and then sit down with the families and design a memorial garden. The motion was moved by Councillor Thomas Sean Devine, with a number of briefed family members present in the chamber. A man has been arrested in connection with the deaths of three adults in County Louth and is being detained in the northwest. The victims are believed to be members of the same family. Donegal County Council says it has made significant progress in assessing and processing payment claims received under the defective concrete block scheme in recent weeks. With almost 600 homes currently undergoing remedial works, officials say the number of payment claims submitted has significantly increased since June, and that has led to longer turnaround time for some payment claims. However, they say that is being addressed. And the mother of five-year-old Alyssa Walsh says her child is continuing to miss out on an education at the hands of a long-winded process. Alyssa has type 1 diabetes and requires a full-time SNA to help her manage her insulin levels, which she has been denied. Her mother, Lorna, has been informed that an assessment of the school will be completed on Wednesday, the 8th of October. That's all from the newsroom for now. We'll be back with the headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, September 29th. The death has occurred of Colm Devine, 52 Ballycolman Road, Strabann. Reposing at the family home tomorrow from 11 a.m. Funeral from the family home on Thursday morning at 20 past 9 for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Melmount. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time please from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please. The death has taken place at Brentwood Manor Nursing Home Convoy of Gerald Moore. His remains will repose at the home of his sister Yvonne and her husband Billy Smith, Churchtown Carrigans, until 10 o'clock this evening, and tomorrow from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m. Funeral leaving from there on Wednesday at 1:15 for 2 o'clock service of Thanksgiving in All Saints Parish Church, Newton Cunningham, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired to the staff of Brentwood Manor Nursing Home, care of Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. And the death has taken place of George Hayes, Clonelly, Quigley's Point. George's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow at 10:20 for 11 o'clock funeral service in St Columba's Church, Drung, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral service can be viewed live on stcolumbasdrung.net. Family time from 10 o'clock tonight. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired to Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin, Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.